A friend of mine is a dietitian. She is an expert in the treatment of eating disorders and other health issues often related to a person's relationship with food. And a few years ago, she mentioned to me some of the problems that many people experience when they hear about fasting from food during Lent. She cautioned me that while the practice of the church, as expressed in the official documents, are quite reasonable and healthy practices, many people will extend the discipline of fasting to more extreme and unhealthy practices. Now, these would include eating only bread and water for the entire season of Lent for people who live and work in the world. Practices of extensive fasting might be spiritually beneficial and healthy for cloistered, consecrated members of religious orders who do not have much or any exterior ministry. In fact, in cloistered communities, the monk or nun who interacts with the outside world and other people is often given more food to eat, even during the seasons of fasting. For people who live in the world, for you and for me, these extreme practices are not spiritually beneficial or physically healthy. For people living in the midst of the world, for you and for me, who are seeking to be holy in our vocations, we need to be nourished by physical food and spiritual food to live and serve in the name of Jesus. We want to follow the counsel and the law of the church. Now, I have heard and confirmed that there are priests from other countries on YouTube and other social media that are encouraging extreme and severe fasting as a path to holiness or as the command of the church. I want to be clear. Priests or members of religious orders on YouTube and social media do not know, love, or have pastoral care by apostolic authority for the people of Our Lady of Lourdes in Monroe. I can also assure you that I do know, love, and have pastoral care by apostolic authority for the people of Our Lady of Lourdes in Monroe. Now, the first Sunday of Lent brings us to a garden and to the desert. In the garden, we see Eve and Adam take food that they had not been given. In a sense, they were rich and they chose to steal. Everything had been given to them, but they listened to temptation. Every kind of food they could want had been given to them, but the serpent suggested something more. Because it is not hunger for food that leads the hand of Eve to take the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. It is not the desire for food. It's the desire for control. Eve and Adam decide that they will decide for themselves what is good and what is good for them and how much they will listen to the voice of the Lord. They had been given almost everything, and they chose to steal what they had not been given. The original sin in the original garden is more than simply eating. It is a desire for control and a sin of pride. Now, in the desert, after fasting for a long time, Jesus was tempted by the devil. The first temptation sounds like it is about the relationship with food. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread, the devil says. It sounds like the temptation is about food. The temptation is really about power and nourishment. The devil tempts Jesus to use his divine power for something other than divine service. The devil tempts Jesus to use his power as the Son of God to bring himself comfort. The response of Jesus is that we do not live only by bread, but that we are also nourished by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Notice that Jesus says that we do need physical food to receive and live by the word of the Lord. And maybe that's why Jesus is always feeding people and eating with people. Maybe that is why the vision given by Isaiah of God's ultimate victory over death is a banquet on the side of a mountain. Maybe that is why the vision of heaven at the end of time is a wedding feast. The original sin looks like it is about food. A promoted misunderstanding about a valuable spiritual practice looks like it is about food. In truth, neither of them is really about food. They're about having control and demonstrating pride. And we who are gathered here on the first Sunday of Lent want to humbly receive our spiritual nourishment from the hand of the Lord. Adam and Eve took what was not theirs to eat in disobedience. Today, we will be nourished by being obedient to the Lord Jesus, who says, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body." Amen.